Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, pushing the limits of beef cattle efficiency in just a moment.
Did you know that June is National Dairy Month? June is the perfect time to celebrate dairy by drinking milk and eating cheese, yogurt, and of course, ice cream. I'm Debbie Arthur of Arthur Dairy. I'm a proud dairy farmer, and I invite you to join me in celebrating all things dairy this month. To search recipes that include healthy and delicious dairy foods, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 16th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 10th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 460 head of AI bred, fall calving, wide-bodied, easy-keeping, future club calf-producing females, and 30 head of stout 18 to 24-month-old herd bull prospects that are all ready to go to work. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found at www.blackherfordranch.com. For questions or printed catalog requests, call 580-309-0711.
Have we maximized our efficiencies when it comes to our beef cattle? Probably not. Most certainly not, according to Dr. Maurice Bolin, Alltech European Research Director, who presented at the recent Alltech Ideas Conference in Lexington, Kentucky. Professor Bolin says that nutrition at the beginning of the life cycle for cattle plays a key role in their efficiency.
I guess one of the best examples I can give you is that if we look at a high-yielding dairy cow and a steer, if a beef steer was working at the same level of efficiency as a dairy cow, it probably would be about 2-ton weight at 2 years of age, and we know that's not ever happens. So there are efficiencies that we can make. I'm not suggesting we'd ever get to that level of efficiency, but for example, we can take the animal when it's in utero, shortly after conception, for example. You can impose some nutritional programs there which can either be beneficial or detrimental to the subsequent life of that animal.
Bolin says there's research that shows if you feed your mama cow a high-energy diet in the last term of pregnancy, you can achieve a higher growth rate for the calf. And genetics, he says, also can play a role in the growth rate of that calf.
One of the things that we're doing at Alltech is trying to feed animals so that they have the best chance of optimizing their genetic potential. And by doing that, what we're doing is we're trying to enhance the health, we're trying to enhance the efficiency, and ultimately to produce a better quality meat that will be more nutritious for the consumer.
Alltech researcher Maurice Bolin saying it's not just providing a great eating experience for consumers, but also to help farmers be more profitable. The research they're doing happening around the world, including at Cactus Feeders here in the United States. Alltech working to find that next generation of profitable feeding strategies for beef cattle.
For example, if it's in relation to milk production, then we're looking for a healthier mammary gland. And if we can produce a healthier mammary gland, we will produce more milk, we'll produce better quality milk, and the farmer will have lower somatic cell counts. Exactly the same in the beef. But the beef is, you know, much more simple in many ways, because what you're doing is looking for more efficient beef. And one of the things that we've done in recent years has been to include our algae into that diet, and we can enhance the concentrations of DHA, which are required for good health. I come from Ireland, and we produce a lot of grass-fed beef there, and this grass-fed beef is enhanced with conjugated linoleic acid, which is regarded again as being important and leads to healthier food for the consumer. We're just trying to do that in all our situations here.
Alltech European Research Director Maurice Bolin, he's based out of Ireland, talking at the recent Alltech Ideas Conference in Lexington, Kentucky. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Superior Livestock's Corn Belt Classic 19 sale coming up on Wednesday, Thursday, June 14th and 15th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting 9 a.m. both days from Council Bluffs, Iowa. 72,500 head will be offered. 9 a.m. Central Time is the start time for the sale. 8:30 is when you'll be able to see Superior Sunrise. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.